This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Delta Work, and it's time for Very Delta. Bible Girl is here, but first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go off.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Are you a lady like me? Introspective, beautiful. Oh, are you intellectual like me? Beguiled by a bargain? You like wild times? Oh, like me? Are you serving the community like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Delta.
I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta, a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get Very Delta. Very Delta is for the woman who hosts a top-rated Kate and Ally recap podcast right here on the Mom Podcast Network. But first, let's get into some things that are Very Delta. Yeah, I like it. It's woo! Is that it? You like it? You like that, baby? You like that, baby? You like a gift with purchase, baby? You like to purchase and then get gifts? You like gifts? You like presents? My presence is a present. You know what I love? I love a gift with purchase. I think a gift with purchase is Very Delta. You know, when I first had my first big job was working in a department store. And I worked for a while in the infants department, the kids department, and then, of course, in men's suits, and then eventually in cosmetics. But every holiday, we had gifts with purchase. So you would go down and you would buy a men's or a women's fragrance or cosmetics even, and they would try to entice you with some gift that seemed unattainable unless you were purchasing something from that line. So there would be like, Polo by Ralph Lauren, and there would be a duffel bag, and it would be stuffed with either paper or packing peanuts or something to show you how big it was. And it had like two straps and then one big strap. And it said, do you want this weekender? Come get this weekend at the Memorial Day sale with a $74.95 purchase of Ralph Lauren's Polo, or Ralph Lauren. It's however you want to say it. Some people say Lauren because they're fancy. Some people say Lauren, whatever it is. You would want that bag because you thought, oh, I need this. I need a new weekend bag. Or you would think this would be a good bag for a Father's Day gift. Sometimes it was a travel overnight shaving kit with shaving foam, a personal cologne. It could have a bar of soap, and you could only get it if you bought Youp. If you bought Youp, you could have that, and you totally wanted to have that. So you thought, well, I could buy this gift and then I could keep the gift with purchase for myself, or I could give that away as a separate gift, or I could combine them both. Something that was always big, I remember, at the Clinique counter was sort of a bag like this, a zippered pouch with favorites inside of it. And those favorites would be like the blackened honey lip gloss or the raspberry glacé or something like that would be in the lipstick. That would be the color. And then there would be dramatically different moisturizing cream in a travel size, which seemed like, wow, I don't have to take the big one with me. I can have this little one. And for anyone who would see you with that, you know, the thought would be like, wow, you must be part of a special club if you've got your own travel size one. Like, that is pretty special. And then there would be like maybe an eyeshadow and some little bisque color or something, kind of useless. But, you know, it was free. It was always to entice people to buy something from that brand. And then that little gift would linger around and you would constantly think like, maybe I should go back and buy something else. Maybe I should be part of this line of cosmetics. Because, you know, you would go into the cosmetics bay and there would be so many different fragrances. I mean, in the 90s, I'm thinking Sun Moon Stars and Daryl Hannah was the spokesmodel. Or there would be Tresor with Isabella Rossellini. And all of those things seemed so rich and beautiful that when you were buying it and you were going to get that gift and it would go in that the big shopping bag, you know, it really felt like you would just sort of put that at the crook of your elbow in between your forearm and your bicep. And you would just walk around like, oh, do I need something from 925 Jewelry? Do I need something from 1928 Jewelry? Trifari? You would just go and you would shop around. And it would feel so special to have those bags. Recently, I was at a department store. Don't need to say which one. But I was purchasing a Mother's Day fragrance, and this particular one was a refillable star. So it was a refillable star that was for a gift. So I took that there, and you can have that refilled for whatever price point, $100, $125, something like that. And then I thought, well, something, and this, by the way, this refillable star is engraved with a message on it. So this is refilled pretty frequently. But it had been about a year since it had been refilled. And I also thought, well, something else needs to go with this. I think I should buy the Body Soufflé, which would be really nice to go with this. Because by this time, that's probably out too. So why not present both things? So this price point is about, I don't know, $260, something like that. And when I go in, like the employees, like I walk into this area. And mind you, this is like a few days before Mother's Day. I don't see gift with purchase sets everywhere. Like, I don't see, like, come get this, I don't know, Chanel compact or come get this Marc Jacobs whatever. I don't see any of that. Now, maybe it did exist, but I didn't see a merchandising of that inviting you in. I also didn't see any what are called fragrance models, not necessarily for their looks, but people carrying around a bottle saying, like, oh, have you tried Chance? Here, and they'll spray it on the thing and hand it to you. Oh, have you tried, I don't know, Jean Nate? Like, they'll spray it on something and hand it to you. I didn't see any of that. In fact, all I saw were boxes everywhere of just merchandise. I didn't see that many people shopping, but there were enough. And so I finally waved someone down, and she comes over, and I explained to her that I need this refilled. And she says, well, I don't know if we have the ability to refill it. Let me see if you could just buy another bottle. Well, 2 Mother's Days ago, when I got this engraved here and they were boasting about how this is a refill thing, like, I don't know that, like, the pandemic stopped refills. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe it did. Not trying to speak out of school because I don't work in the fragrance bay. But I would just assume I would still be able to do this, or you could direct me anyway. When all is said and done, she ends up moving these boxes. And then there's this, like, machine where she's going to refill it. She pops the thing open, refills it, pops it back in, drops it inside of this bag. Now, you know what a reusable bag is. If you're in California especially, you know what a reusable grocery bag looks like. It is heavy, it's thick. But if you can remember just like a regular grocery bag, a regular plastic bag that's very, very thin, you would get it at a grocery store that in states where you don't have to pay for bags, or you would get it at a fast food restaurant that's just, you know, I'm talking thin. Thin ass bag. She drops it inside there, rolls the bag up, hands it to me, and says, I'll ring you up over there. Now, hasn't asked me if I wanted to add anything onto this, which I did have the Body Soufflé in my hand. And I was like, oh, could I add this one on? Now, listen, I hold space for people in retail. I really do. I get it, especially around Mother's Day. But I find it interesting that not only was it not that busy, there was a lot of people just standing around talking, but there was no upsell. There was no more like, are you interested in something more? Or is there another gift for another person? Fine, whatever. She's not worried about commission. I get it. But then she goes to ring it up, has that thing wrapped up like that, asks me, do you want a bag? Do I want a bag? Do I want a bag for now after taxes, like a $265-something purchase? I'm going to need a bag, I think. Because in my mind, I was under the impression that I was going to get like a shopping bag, a reusable shopping bag, like a showcasey bag with like, I don't know, some sort of sisal rope or something as a handle and a thing that said the name of the store. I wasn't expecting one that said the name of the fragrance. I mean, they didn't even know if they had the fragrance refill. So I get it. Like, they didn't know if they were going to even have that. But I would have thought like there would have been this conversation like, oh, thank you so much. Oh, your mom. Is this for your mom? Oh, this is for your wife. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, this body souffle is amazing. Hey, why don't I throw in a couple of samples for her to see if maybe there's another fragrance she'd like to try? And then they go over and they open up the drawer and they get out like, I would think at the minimum, those things you peel open and there's like a little swab. But, you know, really better than that, I would have hoped for the tiny vials that are inside a little cardboard magazine. You put like three of those in there and you put something else. And then because this is a refillable item, I would have thought they would have had just like for free. Yeah, for free. I would have. Why is his hair here? I would have thought that because this is a refillable item, that for free, they would say, oh, since you spent over a certain amount of money, can we gift wrap this for you? And then they used to have like the person sitting there doing gift wrapping, pretty standard, black, a white paper, black bow, something like whatever it is. Okay, you're not giving away something for free. I get it. It's the economy. But the crumpled up bag that they give me a salad in at a fast food restaurant, that's how it's done now. Like that, I'm very confused that that is really the way it's done now. There's no more etiquette. There's no more like beauty. There's no more. You just spent a significant amount of money in our store. And in order to lure you back in here, because you are a male presenting person who is clearly buying a gift that you've purchased before from here because it's engraved and you're now refilling it and adding an additional item on, we should treat you so well that we put in a couple of samples to entice you back. And we let you know that we have for you, maybe not a free gift wrap, but would you like to add on $4 or $5 this gift bag and bow that we can put it in for you so you don't have to make another stop? How come nothing is like elegant anymore? I'm so lost, especially when I'm at a store that was always known to be so elegant. It was known to be next level. Like if you go through the mall, this is probably the one of two stores where you can make this kind of purchase. But now it's like, it's almost self-service. I'm so confused. Like there's no interest in, certainly there's not an interest in a gift, but I mean, just a little tiny bit of like flourish. You know, just a little something. And I really can't blame the employee. It's whoever trains the employees. I really feel that way. I don't think that this person didn't do anything. This person didn't do anything crass. They didn't do anything offensive. They just didn't do anything more. And that isn't because it's their fault. That's because I don't think anyone that's creating these environments anymore or cultivating these environments really gives a shit. They're not interested in making these employees feel empowered. Obviously, I've talked about this a million times and I'll talk about it until the cows come home. Like, but really? There's no gift with purchase on Mother's Day? On Father's Day? On Memorial Day? No gift, no weekender bag, no blackberry glacé lips, something, not even a bow. Do you want to see me take a break? Because I think you want to see me take a break. The new Star series Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. You won't be able to look away as you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Can you imagine setting your son up to seduce a king? Girl, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen as I watched this historical psychodrama unfold. The show is full of wit, scandal, and action in a genre-bending story that is as sexy and audacious as it gets. You need to check it out. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and on the Stars app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you.
Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
My guest today is the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race and the CEO of DragQueenMerch.com. The one and only Bible Girl.
Hi, Delta. How are you? Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Thank you so much.
It's Pride all summer. Everybody says June. Oh, it's all summer.
No. All year round.
Baby. All year round.
All year round, for sure.
Who is Bible Girl and what fragrance is she wearing today?
Bible Girl is your pretty party girl professional of drag. And she is wearing a combination of fragrances where the base note stems from Circus Fantasy by Britney Spears.
Of course.
Move into a little bit of a leather note. And then there's some tobacco in there also. But the final piece de resistance is my new favorite flavor from, well, it's not new, but I found it from Bath and Body Works, Winter Candy Apple. I think it's from 2020.
It's so good.
But I have like a surplus, like a stock inventory that I've been holding on to now. Uh-huh. It smells so good. Clean, but sweet.
Do you ever go to a Bath and Body Works outlet?
No.
Okay, so the next time we go to Las Vegas, we should go to Las Vegas together.
Down.
The next time you go or I go, we'll have to go together.
Okay, down.
There's an outlet in Prim, Nevada. And they have, when you go inside, it looks like in a fully abandoned mall.
There's Tell me they got them triple wicks.
Yeah. You go in and you're kind of scared because you're like, there's nothing in here. But then you like round the corner and there's a full Bath and Body Works. They have the 3-wick candles for like, I don't know, $6 maybe all the time. And they have like Halloween, Christmas, like all those things are like $2.
See, I'm like an out of season holiday scent kind of gal. I keep the Christmas tree up year round. Like,
love that.
Love the vibe. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Do you change it or what do you do?
That has been something that has been recommended by friends who have started to come into the, like, really digging the whole vibe of having the Christmas tree up all year round. I'm non-denominationally, like, I don't practice anything either. I just like the vibe, right?
Yeah.
So currently it's just Christmas motif, but I think we're going to start expanding just for shits and giggles.
Well, I mean, I'm already on, like, when I'm on TikTok, I'm already getting push Christmas videos that are coming up.
Oh my gosh.
And Halloween. So, I mean, I'm great with all year round Christmas.
Totally.
I love it.
One of my weed pens, well, not one of my weed pens, the thing that I hold my weed pen in, rather, is like a candy corn from Coach that I just keep on me at all times. And then, like, my wallet is a fucking Kate Spade gingerbread house. Like, I just love.
God.
I feel like I'm a walking. Do you ever watch Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just like a personified version of like the hinterlands where all the trees, the different holiday doors are.
Yeah.
That's just what I embody at all times.
I wonder why I did not know that about you.
I don't know why that's a thing about me.
Because you're on Front Street about who you are. People know you. They know what you're about. They know how much love you have.
Oh,
I just didn't know that, like, that was something that we both have, like, a love for.
Oh, yeah. I love getting fucking festive.
Tell me about DragQueenMerch.com. Like, what do we need to know about that?
Well, dragqueenmerch.com is your one-stop shop for supporting drag entertainers, queer entertainers who are onboarded with us as clients. And we've been around for, gosh, since 2015. So I guess that puts us at just about, 8 years now.
Wow.
And, you know, we scaled out very, very small. And slowly but surely, here we are. And, you know, we've done retail programs. You can catch us at our booth at DragCon every single year. And then outside of actual events or collaborations, we just exist on the internet and have a really fucking bitchin' time. It's a great time. Yeah.
I love that. How is it creating the merch? Like, do you just have like in-house designers, mm-hmm. or do people bring you an idea? How does that?
Well, so it's a number of different facets. So we have in-house designers, myself included. I have a graphic background. Oh, okay. I have a fashion design background, and just kind of grew up around merchandising through my dad, who's been in the licensing world forever. So the drag queen merch itself is kind of like this amalgamation of all these different experiences and tools that I've had in my tool belt forever, mm-hmm. and just kind of had this aha moment one day. It was the day that I decided to leave college, where I was like fed up and over it. And I was like, I cannot follow path of linear convention anymore. I'm over it. And I was probably 19 at that point. And sure, I thought the world was against me at that point too. But I was like, I got to figure something out that's going to make me feel fulfilled, satisfied, and also be able to survive with. And so I was already a really diehard drag fan at that point. I had gone to my fair share of the Battle of the Seasons, and I had seen that there were merch tables, but that there was an open market for something. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's important that if you're passionate about something, that you should try to put yourself in it and mm-hmm. see what good you can do with it. And so I just felt like every bit of experience that I had up until that point was enough for me to try and at least lay down groundwork for what now is dragqueenmerch.com.
Yeah. I'm listening to you, but I can't stop staring at how pretty your lips are and the whatever the color is. What is that?
It's another blend. I love a cocktail.
Yeah.
It's about 5 nude shades of
it's so good.
I love a bullet lip from like MAC.
Uh-huh,
I feel
favorite.
Like liquid lips are kind of dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely on the phasing out for me. But so what am I wearing? I'm wearing like Honey Love, Teddy 2.0, Yash.
Mm-hmm.
There was a shade Stone from forever ago that I got back in 2015. And I don't know if they make it anymore, but I use that as the liner. I learned using a gray.
It's so dimensional.
As a liner. Thank you. Yeah. And then there's a Fenty lip gloss over it that I then blot off and then just kind of have a little bit of a pigment.
I'm in love with that lately. I've been trying to do something like that. But what I notice about it is there's so much less touch up when something is really fleshy, right?
Oh, yeah. And then, like, if you do need to touch up, then what I'll do is, like, I'll do, like, the blowjob lip, buff it up. But then because it's that like, beige tone, it also helps recover up any, like, growth coming back from facial
hair. That makes
hair.
Sense. No,
yeah,
makes
so
sense.
It's, like, it's just kind of, like, it evolves as the day goes on, too. So the lollipop lip kind of progresses into more lollipop-ness.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
When I think about merch, I'm just somebody that, like, I find it such a it's such a big storyline, and how do you fit in there? And my experience has only been with DragCon, so mm-hmm. I remember the idea was like, everybody wants a t-shirt. Okay, everybody wants a t-shirt. But when they go to DragCon, it's like they're going to probably buy something from whoever is most recently their favorite,
mm-hmm.
and then they might trickle down to someone else. I have a ton of like oddly leftover like shirts in fluorescent green and black mm-hmm. with a mermaid,
mm-hmm.
Different ways. But then there's always like extra smalls and 3X.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I one time thought, what if I just folded these and then walked into Hot Topic and merchandise and then just walked out? Would anybody go
Please.
Like, I'm at Hot Topic and I just found a Delta shirt. Why is it
Well,
here?
There's precedent now. So,
right.
you know, I think you'd be just fine. I'd buy the Delta
funny.
Shirt.
I think it would be funny if there Hell was yeah. no price tag and they just had to give them away.
Hell yeah. You should try it in Target.
And Target. What do you think about all that? How is that affecting you?
Well, it's a very funny story. This is my first on the record conversation about it, I
really?
Guess. Yeah, I went pretty silent just because I was taking it all in while it was going down. You know, I didn't do Drag Queen March. We didn't do the entire In Its Absolute Pride program, but we had a rollout collaboration with a couple of clients that we had worked with. And, you know, I think it went from like anguish and shock. I can't say I'm angry because it's just too much of a shock, I suppose. We worked on it for like over a year since DragCon, basically last year. And I think the most frustrating part is that, you know, censorship is fucked up. It's also unfortunate that the conversation post Fallout is kind of more in like this form of an absolute where a lot of nuance that no one would be privy to, so I don't expect it to be understood, gets lost. So, like, you know, the team that we worked with was comprised of all, if not mostly, queer people when it came to working on the Pride division. So I think when it comes to the criticism of corporate and, oh my God, how could they do this? They just want our money. Sure, probably at the top, but at the end of the day, it doesn't erase the fact that a lot of queer people were involved in the making of that type of a rollout. So it's just kind of tragic to see a little bit of like a turnaround in how people are approaching it, calling like the collection's garbage now after there was all of like this excitement for it. And, you know, it's just like a very bizarre place to be in. I'm fine. I wish Target had a bit more of a backbone when it came to dealing with this. But I think that that criticism, again, goes more up to the top than anyone that I was actually specifically dealing with.
Right.
You know, I think the hardest part for me is, like, there are performers like Kennedy Davenport, who I was so excited to get into a retail program, something as important and big as a brick-and-mortar space like Target, and to be celebrated because she, amongst so many others that we had in that program, deserved to get their fucking flowers. And, you know, I think we're at this place where I'm not really sure. It's a little gray still. Some people can buy it still. Some people say they can't. There are stories about people who have seen stuff on the floor and they go to check out and clerks have to take it away from them. I'm trying to not, like, even involve myself in all that mishigas at this point because it's so above and beyond me. And I think the most, like, I guess confusing, frustrating is not the right word, thing that I guess I'm kind of in between is, like, you know, I understand why people are upset about Target waffling on it. And it's like, okay, if we can't directly change anything outside of criticizing and hoping that they walk back their walk back, could you at least please still support us, dragqueenmerch.com, drag queens, like people who are working in the retail space as queer, you know, distributors. So that's just kind of where I'm at right now in my head. Thanks for dealing with my motor mouth.
No, this is like we're getting an answer from somebody who's actually literally in the middle of this because we all have an opinion or people want to jump to a conclusion about stuff, myself included. But, you know, No shade. We need to hear it from somebody who knows.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You know.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
you.
Thank
I appreciate
you
it. Of course. And like, yeah, I just, one thing I tried to do when it was all happening, I think, it was actually a very illuminating experience in general. Sorry, I'm kind of going, it's a tangent, but it's all topically involved.
Say it.
So it was like, it was a very interesting lesson in how media illiterate the vocal minority against it are. Media literacy is something that I picked up in like my Free Britney journey and just kind of learning how to kind of sift through bullshit that's being presented to you, whether it be through something like TMZ or Reuters even, or New York Times, New York Post, whatever the fuck. You can do your due diligence as your own person if you're like confused, you're trying to find information. You have the internet accessible for the most part. If you're bitching about something on the internet, you can go and find something out about what you're bitching about on the internet.
Sure.
So the lot of this vocal minority seems to have conflated because they saw the title of my shirt, which Target put Bible Girl 666 in the headline, even though, like, I don't really go with the numbers in like my usual name. It's just a handle.
Right.
But that was just, I think, a clerical mistake that then wound up getting my design lumped into like the other like Satanist motif pride art, which, like, whatever the fuck, like, I don't give a shit about that being there, whatever. But because people saw Bible Girl 666, they then lumped that in with that artist. So, like, I didn't even get directly like lambasted by anyone on the internet, but they thought that like my design was like some AI character art thing, and they thought it was like a real magazine cover edit. And it was just like, I have 10 years worth of a fucking career on the internet that if you typed in any variation of my name, numbers, no numbers, whatever, you could find anything you wanted. Right. And not once will any type of like satanistic, weird fucking children agenda thing is anywhere in my ether. But instead, they'd rather make up fucking stories on the internet about something that they have no idea about. Right. And so to try and fix that, I took it upon myself to reach out to Target. I said, look, if I happen to be like the optic bad apple, pull my fucking shirt and let's hope that everyone else's can just stay and let's try to save some fucking face. I don't mind a little bit of ego death. I can handle that. That's okay. Right. And my shirt's gone now and it's on drycleanmerch.com now, but apparently you can't really buy anybody else's regardless. Wow. So just a very interesting predicament to be in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so intense.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting 2 weeks.
Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And we are back here with the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, Bible Girl.
Hoppy Pride, everybody.
Hoppy Pride.
Hoppy Pride. I love a pun, if I can think of it.
Yeah. We were talking about, you know, everything that's been happening this past couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. More reflection on that.
Yeah. You know, I think at the end of the day, I appreciate the opportunity as it was granted. I think multiple things can exist at the same time. It's definitely a double-sided coin mixed with frustration. And I guess kind of now post-excitement. But I'm still very proud of the work that we put in. I'm proud of the queer artists that we worked with. And I'm proud of the performers that were able and willing to be a part of the rollout. And, you know, again, if you're looking to support the performers who are within the Target rollout, and we happen to have them on the website, there's plenty of other avenues in which that you can support them. Even outside of financially the merchandise aspect, go to shows. Yeah. Fucking be present. It's Pride. You know, our big problem with the corporatization of Pride is how hollow it can feel sometimes. And I think if we want to put our money where our mouths are, instead of bitching and moaning on the internet, we can do that, but simultaneously go be fucking faggoty and present and take up fucking space, because I'm tired of feeling like this proverbial locker shove. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what it feels like at this point after sitting with it, you know?
Yeah, it seems so like I don't remember any of this when I was in high school, a kid, and Tu Wong Fu came out. I don't remember anybody saying anything like other than, oh, you know, it is what it is. But it's become so vilified and it's so dangerous and scary. And we know what it is. We know it's everything about keeping all of us fighting with each other so we don't hold anyone accountable for all the things that they're doing to us. We get it. It doesn't make it right.
No.
But it's fucked up.
It's just, it's red herring after fucking red herring. Yeah. And you know what? The cognitive dissonance will blow up in their faces one day. It's a matter of fucking time. The walls are closing in.
Well, and they're all old and they'll die soon.
Yeah, bring it on. Right? Choke.
If we had a Pride rollout, maybe we had to do it somewhere else. I don't know. I'm thinking Stater Brothers.
Okay.
What do you think of these ideas? We can sort of quick fire them
or you can
think on them if you want. From 1 to 5 Bible Girls. Very Delta canned pistachio pudding.
5.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. 5.
Yeah, 5.
Yeah.
Because it would be prepared. It would be ready to go.
She's
people
good to
wouldn't
go.
Have to mix it or anything.
I like pistachio anything. That type of flavor profile variant.
You know what? Because we both love fragrance. I'm just going to yell it out. Mona Catan at Kaoli Perfume. You have a new fragrance called Pistachio. And I need a bottle of it, and so does Bible Girl.
I've heard and I've seen it.
Huge ass bottle. We need it.
I need it so bad. I've seen that one, and then I've seen one where it's like a perfume that smells like a buttered croissant. I would die.
Yeah, that's 5 Bible Girls.
6 even.
Yeah, I actually think 6. What about Very Delta Orange Diamond Contact Lenses?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
2?
too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure about that because I think there would be, that would feel weird possibly. Very Delta pink blush desk skirts.
Oh, 6, 7, beyond.
Beyond?
Yeah, blush tones always.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
I think we could even do a Christmas tree skirt.
Stop it. We need tinsel.
All of it.
Oh, garlands. Pink. Always. Everything.
I love it. Very Delta Catalina dressing body spray.
Oh my God. Catalina dressing. You know what? I'll give her a solid 4.
A 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get into like a food underlying something.
A gourmand spray.
That's the word we're looking
but
for.
But I don't, you know what? I want to rethink Catalina because it's not my top dressing.
Okay.
I think, I would say blue cheese, but I don't know if that's going to be the smell. Catalina is sweet though.
Yeah, as long as there's not like a like Vidalia onion thing going on in there,
we
right?
could do a honey mustard, but it's more honey than mustard.
I was gonna say because I'm anti honey mustard on my salads. Also,
can't do it.
I can't do that shit. No. I would say okay, something like a pear gorgonzola.
Okay.
With like maybe like you want to go gourmand. Let's talk candied pecan notes.
Uh huh.
And
I
then
like
just
that.
To throw a little Bible spice, some leather in there.
I like it. Yeah, leather is always good in a base because it's gonna keep the fragrance lasting.
Yeah, either that or like tobacco.
Tobacco is good.
So sexy.
Yeah, it is.
So fucking sexy.
I'm in love with people that just straight up use patchouli.
Like yeah.
Like patchouli oil, I'm in love with it.
You know, it's so funny. Like when I am doing gigs, it's like the only, I'm quitting smoking all the time. But like when I'm gigging, I'm smoking because sometimes you just gotta like take the edge off, go outside, whatever. And then I'll come back and be like, oh God, I know I smell like a fucking dumpster right now. Or just like a dumpster fire. And I'll have gum. I have my fragrances and stuff. And there'll still be kind of like that waft of just like a little bit of tobacco left over. And everyone will be like, you smell so good. I'm like, I really shouldn't, but thank you.
But it mixes with your chemistry.
Yeah,
you're doing
yeah.
something right.
Yeah, American spirit. Thanks a lot.
What about Very Delta, no problem, drive-through bibs?
You know what? I think if we don't have to verbalize it, 5.
Right.
No problem. Then it's just understood.
I think it makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
So we're talking about 1 to 5 Bible girls. These are not, this is not necessarily 1 to 5, but it's just your favorite. What Britney songs do you make love to?
Oh God.
Or is Britney present?
Oh. Britney is omnipresent,
yeah,
first
I know
of
all,
in my heart. The best song, I mean, I have fucked to the entire Blackout album, and I'll tell you.
The entire one.
A great experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is an album meant to fuck on, for sure.
So it gives you a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, it's a strong foreplay with It's Britney, bitch, just starting right out the gate, but right. God, is it a fun little ride. Lights have to be off for that, though.
They do.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you do Britney music in performances?
I do, but I tend to straddle this very funny line of like Sophie's Choice, right? It's like,
okay.
You know when you have to do the top 40 thing, you know, get the tips. Oh my God, I've done this number. I'm sure other people have seen this number a bajillion times. You know, there's like the Till the World Ends of it all, the Oops, I Did It Again, the Strongers. Mm-hmm. That works for me. But I always want to do a deep cut so bad. And then when I finally like get the chutzpah to do a deep cut, it like, I think it usually kind of tanks with the audience, but I'm okay with that usually because I'm like, I had fun. Mm-hmm. But then if I'm going through the motions and doing like a Oops, I Did It Again or a Baby, I'm like, I know they're eating this up, but I feel like I am going through it. Right. So it's always this very fine balance with Britney for sure.
What do you think about right now when you see people? I don't know if you're a TikTok person, if you like TikTok videos. I will look at TikTok. I'll say, I'm going to bed. I'm just going to check TikTok for a minute. And then I'm up for like 3 hours.
Necessary evil.
And you'll see what people like. It'll go from one to another. And someone will be like in support of Britney, as they should be. And then other people like say, well, I really know what's going on with this or that just based on a video. But you really do have an actual love for Britney, a support for Britney. She has been a mainstay in all of our lives for so long. What do you think the fascination is with people, especially now who maybe were never Britney fans before, but now they think they need to speak on behalf?
I think that's just like, it's very much like the American culture in a microcosm kind of sense. You know, Britney is emblematic of the rising phoenix that everyone roots for. And then as she's falling back to the ashes or when she once was, everyone was rooting for the downfall. And I think we kind of see that doom cycle play out every so often, every couple of years. And we're at a point now because of her being on record free. So all of you Beanons on the internet got to cut that shit. Right. She's free, court record, terminated conservatorship. Since that has ended, people have looked to still maintain their identity being tethered to Britney's freedom. That that narrative for like me as an advocate or an activist for disability rights, for the Free Britney movement, the Justice for Britney movement, that all like has shifted for me where it's like, I do not need to feel like I am doing something for the greater, like I've done my part. I don't need to try and prolong that anymore. But I think people are so obsessed with feeling like, again, they're in the know. They've got this. They heard this tea. Oh my God, my mom's a clinician. She thinks this. It's like, no, like just let her be at this point. And I think people are really obsessed with trying to fulfill their confirmation biases. I think people who think that there is still something wrong with her also need to kind of kill the misogynist in their brain. Mm-hmm. And the ableist in their brain, because if someone to them or to anybody isn't acting right, you got to look inward and be like, well, why do I think that that's not right?
Right.
You know,
right.
If it's morally sound, and if no one's being hurt, everyone's a consenting adult, i.e. Britney dancing in her living room, hurting not a soul.
100%.
As any of us do when music is playing typically, or if we're cleaning, there really should be no issue. But I think because people have emblematized her to a point where she is dehumanized. Mm-hmm. I think they feel entitled to just kind of speaking on her where they have zero context to fact.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting when people will create their persona or their new personality characteristics based on that? So they're like, mm-hmm. I'm just about this. Mm-hmm. And so, like you said, prolonging it, because if you take it away, it's like, well, what else do you have to talk about mm-hmm. or offer? Mm-hmm. You mean you're not your own person?
Yeah, and I mean, we've seen it with from people within the movement too, where it's like their full 180 pivots to being on the complete right side while we were advocating for the conservatorship to be terminated, to now on the flip where it's like they're adamant that something's still going on, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, so now we're just grifting.
Right.
You know? Right. And then you're just also kind of abusing her and being a part of the same yeah. system. And, you know, again, this also goes beyond just Britney. She just happens to be a face of something as unbelievable as conservatorship abuse, guardianship abuse, because she's famous. And, you know, I think what we always fall back on is back when we were fighting for it, and even to this day, people will always, the criticism will be, well, why do you care about this rich white woman? She's fine. Why does she need our help? It's less about that. It's more about if it could happen to the most famous, the most photographed white woman,
right.
rich white woman in the world, then it can happen to quite literally anybody. So right. it's about having to be on your toes and, you know, be aware of the fact that there are rings of insane alleged doctors, lawyers, judges who put people in a room and say, you're incapacitated. We now yeah. have full ownership of you.
Yeah.
And that's completely fucked up.
It is fucked up.
People should have their human rights at all points, regardless of their mental health.
It's frightening.
Very frightening.
It is really frightening. Yeah. Let's take a break. We are back with the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, Bible Girl.
Yeah.
Would you ever be Bible Woman?
I'm not a girl.
Right.
Not yet a...
But...
Are we going to get sued
but it's biblical.
That?
It's biblical.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
biblical.
Yeah, it's... I was going to say it's genetic. We'll
I like
roll.
That.
We'll get there.
You have given me a lot of words today where I thought, I should start... I don't know why I don't use that word. I love that. I loved... what did you say earlier? It was a really good word you used about Britney that not a lot of people use anymore. Mark, what was the word that she used?
Drag Nova.
Totally.
For sure. But there was another word, and it was like when you create someone into something.
Oh, emblematize? Is that what it is? Did I
yes.
say it right? Is that you, sometimes I feel like I make shit up.
No, that's fine. Like, oh, no, that's fine. Words. That's fine. This day and age, we can do that.
I thought, yeah, it's 2023, right?
But when you speak, I'm like, oh, these sentences, oh. You construct your sentences so beautifully. Thank you.
I have a funny story about that really quick. So I was in fourth grade, must have been about like 8 years old. And I'll never forget, it was the first time I was ever made fun of for like the words that I used. Uh-huh. And it was just in the middle of class, teacher was asking questions and I raised my hand. Whatever my answer said, I used like et cetera. At the end, and I think it was my first time like colloquially using et cetera, like in conversation or attempting to. And then like the quad of desk that I was sitting at, all of the kids just started mocking me for using et cetera.
Weird.
Yeah. And like it didn't like hurt my feelings in that moment, but it's something that I also have like a hyper photographic memory. So like I can, as many drugs as I've done, I can recall a lot of shit in my life. So that's like one of those things where I'm like, when people talk about how I talk, that it always brings me back to that. I'm like, I'm glad that that didn't actually affect me to the point where it hindered my who I am, because how I speak, that's literally just how I speak in the day to day. And I don't really try to force it.
Well, that's what you can tell that. And, you know, it's so interesting because when someone makes someone feel that way, you know, I know someone that when they were a kid, they said the word, this is the first time they had seen the word island, and they said Island, and they were in like the fourth grade maybe, and everyone laughed at them. And for the rest of their life, they always, and to this day, they're an older person, and they cover their face when they speak, and they will constantly say, is this how you say that? When they know very well. And it breaks my heart. That's because sad. I think someone like someone gave their kids the like fortification to laugh at someone in school.
Yeah, just the total license to do
so. Yeah, and people don't realize when you do that, they will do it over and over, and it will carry with someone forever. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that it didn't carry with you, but you know.
We grow.
Don't you hate it when people go, well, that's the way I was raised. But by saying that, you're admitting that you're raised
that you
and
suck.
You have another choice.
Yeah.
I'm already opening a letter, but you know,
that's fine.
This is the part of the podcast where people send us letters.
Read me, Delta!
And I don't know what's in here. Our producer, Mark, picks these letters. This is called Read Me Delta. And if you want to send a letter to the podcast, you can send it to readmedelta@gmail.com. You can send questions about Gourmand body sprays. We can, how many Bible girls? From now on, we're going to measure everything in Bible girls.
Oh, please.
1 to 5. I think we have to. I really like that.
I love you, Delta. Thank
you. I love you. I think the first time we ever worked together was on a music video.
Yes, for Morgan. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
we did that music video. That
and
was fun.
That was a great time. The first time I met you, though, you were doing the Big Little Lies season 2 premiere party.
Yes.
That was the first time that we met face to face. And then probably about like 3-4 months later, I think, is when we were on set for that video.
Yeah.
And I just loved getting to pooch with you and kick it.
You are so, because see, the thing with you is that, and that is not the case with most people, is that you are entirely present. Like you'll
Thank
find
you.
Something to talk to people about.
Thank you so
much. You make people feel very comfortable. I know in the beginning you said you referenced something about like weirdness or something. I just don't find you weird. I don't think it's weird. I think it's maybe like style, like something everyone can learn from. Like why not Thank accessorize so fun ways? Why not do that?
One life, baby.
Yeah. Hello, Delta, an exquisite guest. Oh. What restaurant or food chain has your favorite visual identity? When you look at their color, their palette, their logo, their packaging, restaurant design, and you're like, you know what? That speaks. That's fully complete. Also, what would the Delta-owned restaurant look like? Colors, typography, furniture. And I also want to ask, too, like, what would the Bible restaurant look like? Love you, legends. Very AB. What attracts you? Fast food. Well, no, it didn't say fast food. What restaurant or food chain? So it could be anywhere.
Food chains, I would say Buca di Beppo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like somewhere that like you feel like you're home.
Yeah,
right.
Like that.
Something that just like it's aromatic the whole time. You're not gonna get too much of a grease trap wafting through the whole area.
Mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I'll fuck up a Taco Bell.
Right.
I'll fuck up a Mickey D's.
There's a time and place for all of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when I want like a dining experience,
uh-huh.
I want family style to the face.
Yeah.
You know.
I like that. How about you? Like that. Well, there is still something sort of nostalgic to me when you go to Olive Garden because it reminds me of those like 90s. I feel like our kitchen kind of looked like that in the 90s where it was like somehow Tuscany. And I'm like,
it's like sponge painting.
Yes. There was something about the tile. Yes. And then there was also like, we would have like bookshelves to be like, this is the den. And this is, I don't know. There was just something about it that was slightly staged.
Yes.
In our home. And I feel like that's what happens at Olive Garden. But it attracts me because I personally like places that have booth and table options.
Yes.
Because I feel like a booth seating is something when people want a little more privacy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
You are on Front Street when you're at a table. I get it.
I'm putting on a show for people at like a bar top, high top table. I'm like, and it's just like, and it's like, if they put you right in the middle of the room, you're like, there's, I'm not trying to perform right now.
I love to people watch and I love to study people. And I can remember when we were at that video shoot, there were so many people there, so many personalities. I mean, when you're working with a lot of drag entertainers or hair or makeup people, you're just going to have a ton of personalities.
Absolutely.
And I remember you coming into that situation. There's something that I admire that you did that even to this day, I try to do, but I have a hard time doing. And that is you walked in. And you introduced yourself to people. And that's not something everyone is comfortable doing because not everyone feels like they have the, as you said, chutzpah to do that. And when you do that, I feel like just put people immediately at ease and you make them feel like they now have a contact in the room. They now have someone they could talk to because a lot of those people had not ever met each other.
No, there had to have been like 60 people on that set too.
And like probably 40 of them were drag queens.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, very heightened sensory overload kind of thing. And thank you for saying so. Something that I think that stems from is prior to drag, I worked in nightlife, table hosting, club promoting, promotion shit. And I was an early club goer outer when I had just moved to New York and I had just got my fake, but was going out with girlfriends that I had just made. And I was starting to very quickly see people, girls in particular in nightlife, be treated like cattle, livestock, like they didn't have point people or safe spaces within a venue that was meant to be fun. And whether they wanted to be there for fun or go get free drinks or whatever the fuck, it was always kind of microcosmically uncomfortable in those kind of zones. So I started to become a club promoter after going out and seeing that kind of shit, and then slowly started to learn those kind of like introductory behaviors and kind of the housekeeping shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's kind of how it amalgamated to here.
Okay, next letter. Hi, Delta and darling guest. I like darling.
Cute.
Do you always refer to lashes as a lash, shoes as a shoe, pants as a pant, everything plural in the singular? I love it, but how did this start and what does it mean? Keep being so very, very Gerald. That's interesting.
It is very interesting.
I
have a micro fixation on even numbers. So I think I just kind of defer to plural in general. How about you?
I think when I get going, like if I'm in a conversation about something, I think it does happen. Like, I think because I'll add something on. So it'll be like if we're talking about a salad, I'll be like, ooh, this needs a sick crouton. Like,
Okay, yes.
Because it just starts going. I don't know what happens.
It's that expeditious. It's a short note.
Yeah.
Yeah, shorthand. That's the word that
and
we're
I don't know
for.
Why I always add a dance to things, right?
Oh, so like when you're when you taste something really yummy, little jive, little boogie.
Yeah.
Yes,
just,
absolutely.
You feel it. Especially when you're really comfortable with someone.
Yes.
Then you I do that. But I think I do say a shoe. I do say that very Gerald. I don't know where it comes from.
I would say break a lash.
Break a lash. That's what I do hear people say that.
Yeah. And I don't even wear a lash post pandemic, so.
You don't?
Hell no.
It looks like you have lashes on.
Thank you. No, my hands are so shaky that like I finally fucking had it. Like I would go through all this work getting a fucking mug on and I'd be like, in the mirror.
You have great lashes already then.
Thank you.
Because you can see, I mean, they're fully spread out.
Thank you. And like it covers up everything that I do anyway. So I was like, well, just fuck it. Between that and body.
Yeah. No, that's true. It does. I have seen that. And I've felt that before. I've done photos of myself. The last time I did like a really, I would say decent photo shoot for myself for just like promo images, I was not blocking my brows out as consistently at the time. And I love the pictures, but I block them out a lot more frequently now. And so now I'm like, oh, maybe I should. It is time for new pictures. It's been like 4 years since those were taken.
Media blocking.
Yeah. So now I'm like, well, what will I look like? Will I look crazy? I mean, it's fine if I look crazy. I love
crazy
like
down
the,
here.
I love the yeah, exactly. I love like the yanked brow. Like I love that.
Okay,
sort of mad.
When you do that thin dark brow, it is so good.
Thanks.
Yeah, because it like it's obviously evocative of like period makeup to a degree, but it's you always contemporize so well, and I really admire that about your drag.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
This is fun. This is so much fun. I could do this forever.
Likewise.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Like, we should, I don't know how we would do this again in another. I feel like we need to do, like, this or that all the time. Like, conversations about, do you drink hot chocolate or cider? Do you drink da-da-da?
God, picking brain with you is, like, definitely one
it's
of my
fun.
Favorite activities.
It's
for fun.
Sure.
For sure.
Before we go, what is this in front of me?
Sir, I have a little bit of a gift for you.
Oh, my goodness.
The service level, of course, is a Bible Girl Sucks snapback for whenever you want to wear that.
I love it.
We have this new premium style mini backpack that we just launched an entire collection on Drag Queen Merch of different queens type
cute.
Backpacks and different designs. And then inside, I'll let you open it.
Oh,
I don't want to spoil it.
I'm
don't have
so
to pull
upset.
It all out, but if you can't figure it out, then I'll spoil it.
Oh my God.
But a little birdie
so
told
excited.
Me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn it this way so you can see.
Oh yeah, get into it.
We need them
it.
To see everything that's in here. Look how pretty.
You're pretty.
Bible girl. Uh-oh.
If you can't open it, I'll spoil it. It's only banana Laffy Taffy.
You're lying.
Swear to God.
Oh my gosh, wait a minute.
a jumbo box of them. I think it's like 145 pieces or something like that.
Oh my. I didn't want to like.
No, it's okay. No, you can do whatever. I didn't want to ruin your mic.
This is all banana Laffy Taffy. How in the world did you find this? That is so thoughtful.
I got
thank
you, honey.
Bible.
Of course. Oh thank God. You for having me. I'm so happy to be here. Like, I
oh
cannot stress how much I just absolutely adore, admire, and look up to you.
I love you so much. This is so exciting.
You're so
wait,
cute.
I can put a water bottle in here.
You
too.
Sure can.
I'm
a little gourmand fragrance as well.
I'm going to use this bag forever.
Oh, thanks, Delta.
Oh my God. And this is, I rarely wear a hat because I don't have a cool hat. This is a cool hat.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Of course.
Thank you for being here.
Thank
this
you for
is,
having me.
Unfortunately, all the time we have. I wish we could do this all day long forever. I think we will. I think we should do like an all-stars.
Whoa.
That's what we should
breaking.
Do.
Breaking.
All-stars.
Okay.
I think you'll have to be here for the all-stars.
Sign me up.
If not a guest, the co-host. Is what we have to do. Like, we have to do something, something major.
Happy.
Where can everybody find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at BibleGirl666, on Twitter at BibleGirl222, and on TikTok at BibleGirlSucks.
And then in hell, because you're a demonologist.
Girl, we all live on Earth. It's hell already. You see what's going on? The fucking Canadian fires? My family's in New York, and it's just like, they're on fucking Mars right now. It's crazy.
When is it going to affect us?
I was wondering that same thing. I'm supposed to be in New York, like, in a week. So we'll see.
Thank you to everyone for listening to Very Delta. And also a special shout out to everyone watching the podcast on YouTube. Please subscribe to Mom Podcast so you do not miss an episode. You can also search for Very Delta on your podcast apps. We come out every Monday, as well as right here on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel. Send all your questions to readmedelta@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram. And also you can follow the show on Instagram and TikTok with dedicated socials, because if you're not, you're really only getting half the Delta. Join me next week right here. And until then, keep things very Delta.
This episode of Very Delta was brought to you by Orange Diamond, the official emoji of the Very Delta Show.
To listen to Very Delta one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcasts.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, aka Mom. Hosted by Delta Work and produced by Mark Jacobs. Engineered by Margo Padilla and editing by Doug Robertson. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.